This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 18th of January. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines were crowned President's Trophy champions, wrapping up the Habib Bank second innings for 253 on the fifth day in Karachi. They took the last four Habib Bank wickets for the addition of 84 runs, as they ended 76 runs short of their target. Mohammed Hafeez took two of the wickets to fall today, and ended with match figures of 7-78. After 3 days in the Ranji Trophy semi-final between Saurashtra and Punjab, it is the former who hold the advantage. They had restricted Punjab to 294 for 9 by the close, still 184 runs away from gaining a potentially decisive first innings lead. Following a good start, which has seen them reach 252 for 3, thanks to 50s from Jaranjot Singh, Ravi Inder Singh and Tarawar Kohli, they collapsed. Jadhav, Unnad Kat and Vishal Joshi shared 7 of the wickets to fall. The second semi-final witnessed no play on day 3, with Mumbai on 380 for 6 against services. Dolphins lead Sunfall Series leaders Cape Cobras by 178 runs after a fast-moving second day in Cape Town. The visitors reached stumps in their second innings on 210 for 9, with Jonathan van der Aar's 78 the highest score. Cape Cobras had earlier had their first innings advantage restricted to just 32, as Kyle Abbott and Calvin Savage ended with 7 wickets between them. Andrew Birch ended with 4 wickets to give title challengers Warriors the upper hand over Knights. His 4 for 17 in the Knights' second innings saw them reach the close on 76 for 5, a lead of just 63 runs. Warriors had earlier progressed their first innings to 281, with most of the bats were making contributions, Simon Harmer's 50 the highest of them. And only 2 balls were bowled in Johannesburg due to rain, with Titans adding 2 to their overnight score. They are now 25 for none in reply to Lions' 303.